From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, gathering evidence of radicalization in California. A federal investigator says he believes both suspects in last week's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time. There's evidence they pre-planned the attack. David Bowditch is assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
As the investigation has progressed, we have learned that both subjects were radicalized and have been for quite some time. Now, how did that happen? The question we're trying to get at is how did that happen, and by whom, and where did that happen? And I will tell you right now, we don't know those answers at this point.
However, he says there is no evidence U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife were part of a broader overseas plot. They carried out the mass shooting at a gathering of local government workers, killing 14, wounding 21. They were both killed in a shootout with police. U.S. defense officials have confirmed senior al-Shabaab leader was killed last week in Somalia. U.S. Navy Captain Jeff Davis said Monday the December 2nd strike killed three, including Abdirahman Sondhir, also known as Ukash. Davis also confirmed a November 13 airstrike killed a senior Islamic State leader in Libya known as Abu Nabil. Meanwhile, an American who fought alongside al-Shabaab in Somalia has turned himself in to security forces. Abdimalik Jones was arrested in southern Somalia near the port of Barawi. He claims to have fled the militant group because of internal disagreements. It's believed there are divisions within the jihadist group over whether to pledge allegiance to the Islamic State or al-Qaeda. Tanzanian President John Magufuli has sacked several top transport ministry and port officials over allegations of corruption, including the disappearance of hundreds of shipping containers. This is VOA.